Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 21st of September of the year 2020. It's a Monday today, and your guest on the podcast is man's man and man among men, James Nokise. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, it's good to be back.
So you've just come back from an online virtual flex tour where you flexed your masculinity. How are your man levels right now? Because you invented that system of measuring manhood.
Yeah, I mean, they're feeling a little stretched, I'll be honest, Alice. It's not easy stretching your manhood online. as you know, it's difficult to... You've got to keep explaining what it is, you know. And so I've been saying, I think you'll find, quite a lot. And
Important.
Yeah. I've been learning to say it in different languages, but I haven't paid attention to any of that. So I've just been saying it in English. I find that's the easiest way when you're spreading your manhood online. Stick to one language and let them come to you.
Well, speaking of manhood, today you'll be bringing us the latest in the collapse of the British Empire news. Exciting stuff there as our top story. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, on the US campaign trail, Democratic nominee Bob the Sentient Trash Island and his vice president, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, have today been endorsed by The Rock's old wrestling nemesis, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Austin, whose knees could be mined for tungsten and whose neck is a monument to sellotape, has gone on record as saying, "Of all the men who've hit me in the head with a steel folding chair, Dwayne is the one I trust the most." When asked which part of the Rock/Island 2020 political platform he enjoyed the most, Mr. Austin replied, "Whichever one means he doesn't hit me with the chair again." Are you a fan of Bob the Sentient Trash Island's political platform, James?
I mean, I think I'm still trying to understand it, but the Stone Cold Steve Austin, Dwayne The Rock Johnson porn is something that helped me through a difficult breakup several years ago.
I mean, you and your aphorisms, your incredible memes that go out online, I really enjoyed that really sort of contemplative meme that said, if you find yourself watching pornography at 1.5 speed, you know you have a problem with the rest of your life.
That's true. And do you know what? I've been trying to live that truth as much as possible. I've been experimenting, as you know, as a meme innovator or a meme-ovator, as we like to be known. I've been experimenting with different speeds, and while 1.5 can be a problem, 1.2 actually becomes quite a tantric-like experience. Especially with Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson and Stone Cold Steve Austin, because as you know, as many wrestling fans will know, there's actually a lot of talking before the main action.
An important thing that many men miss out on in their courtship process.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's actually the most erotic part of the film, is when they talk at each other and are sort of spitting on each other but not meaning to, and that's kind of the foreplay in the wrestling community. and then, you know, once they slam each other to the mat, it's over quite quickly. But the talking is really, and at 1.2 speed, oh, everything's so deep. It's like Morgan Freeman seducing Barry White.
Yes, James, I'd like to remind you that this is occasionally a family show, but it's the kind of family who enjoys this kind of joke.
So. I mean, look, all I'm telling you is to go and investigate soul music.
And in the meantime, more than 80% of demographics have now confirmed that they would like everyone else to harden the f*** up and get on with things, while vociferously defending their own personal right to complain vehemently about everything. The problem displayed is the age-long detente, or Mexican standoff dilemma, where unilateral disarmament is not a viable solution. We can only hope humanity survives until we reach what future scientists are calling the cancelingularity, where we all have enough scandalous information on each other to guarantee mutually assured destruction if anyone ever says anything again and everyone decides to get back to doing things in real life. Exciting internet news there. That's all the time we have for the news stories we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because a package in the mail is as good as a hug if the hug's really bad or the package is really big. Remember when you were a kid playing in the sun on a hot day and you needed a drink? You could just go into someone's yard and get a quick drink from their garden tap or hose. Gone are those days. Now people patrol their yards with dogs and semi-automatic weaponry, and you've realised your idyllic childhood was built on the graves of the people your ancestors murdered. When you need a drink on a hot day now, you have other options, more adult options. Whether they're better or worse, you can decide. You could try buying water from a shop, thus feeding into the plastic waste choking our planet's oceans. Or you could bring a cup, bottle, or receptacle with you so that the next time you're thirsty, you can help yourself to some water from the nearest tap in a civilized manner. Don't take more than half a glass at a time if you're using someone else's tap. Nature will regrow the water, like when you leave the females of whatever species you're hunting or some of the potatoes for next year's crop. Half a glass of water, a renewable resource for the modern man. Are you a water fan, James, as a man?
Yes, no, I definitely, because as you'll know, Alice, the more water you drink, the more you get to go to the bathroom, the more you get to hold your own genitals. Which is, of course, is quite an important part of a man's life and day-to-day routine.
I always forget that about men, that they have to hold themselves when they're going to the toilet. It's an extremely inefficient system.
Well,
I suggest a system of sort of pulleys and ice lolly sticks that would mean that you would never have to touch it again.
Look, I think it's just good for us to know what's going on down there. Unlike you women and your mysteries. Where you just sit and hope. We like to take charge as best we can. It's also nice to have someone to talk to in the bathroom.
Control is an illusion, James. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Wind. Wind, where does it come from? Where is it going? Wind, the vagabond of the sky.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, the collapse of the British Empire.
Woohoo! I'm excited.
News.
Sorry.
It's not new news, but it is news. What's happening in the world of the collapse of the British Empire right now, James?
Well, Barbados is out. The BOTs, the British Overseas Territories, looks like some of them are jumping ship. Sadly, the British Overseas remain. But it looks like Barbados is going to be the first one out. Their slogan, their Latin, as they will, because as you know, when you're colonized, you get some free Latin that no one can speak, but you get a catchphrase. Theirs is, whither the fates carry us. And they've gone, it's going to carry us out of the British Empire. This comes from their first female Prime Minister, Alice, Mia Mottley. Great name for being a Prime Minister and fighting crime. It's really
just a great name. Great, yes. Name.
Mia Mottley and her Mottley crew, just getting them out of the British Empire. It writes itself.
I know they were tabling other mottos, including Barbados, more like Barbadoesn't.
Hey, and Barbados, time for a reboot. That's a DOS joke. I don't know if it really flew. But there's other territories. I don't know. A lot of people actually, they know about the Commonwealth, but they don't know about the British Overseas Territories. And, you know, when we're talking about the territories, we're talking about places like Pitcairn Island in the Pacific, who, you know, with their Latin, which translates to, oh, cousin, my cousin. And then there's the British Virgin Islands, who we think want to get out, but they're a bit shy. They're not really sure. They're British virgins, so they start to have the conversation and then they sort of make excuses and exit it. So no one's really sure if they're into leaving or not. But this can be it. This could be the end of the British Empire, because the British Empire is really a lot like a Lord of the Rings movie, if you don't mind a New Zealand metaphor, and that it's been ending for decades now, and yet we're still here waiting for the credits to finish.
Well, thank you so much for that news, James Nokise. I really appreciate it. That's all the time we have for our top story now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and almost equally talented and adorable co-host. That's you today, James.
I feel very pretty, but manly, but pretty.
I've been very excited to hear your recent descriptions of the adoring and bedazzled Ped Hunter as the iron fist inside the adorable and dazzling Chris Skinner's velvet glove. I am certain that the iron fist is the title of one of Dancy Lagarde's homoerotic novels. I don't remember all of the plot details, but I know Lord Prancling is involved and there's a subplot involving a blacksmith and raunchy goings-on over his anvil. I mean, that does sound like a Dancy Lagarde novel. I've long been certain that Lord Prancling is a thinly disguised portrait of Mr. Christopher Skinner, who is, of course, widely celebrated in the LGBT community as a gay icon. I know this is true. Good luck to you all, but especially Christopher. Mike. Thank you, Mike, for that little piece of... I'm not sure if that counts as email. I think that counts as fan fiction. What would you say, James Nokise?
I'd say that Mike sounds suspiciously like Andy Zaltzman to me. Definitely some inside information going on there.
Well, thank you so much for your email, Mike. I'm afraid I cannot speculate on the mind of Dancy Lagarde or on whether any of Dancy Lagarde's characters are based on real life existing human beings in this dimension or in any other. But I do appreciate your imaginative mind and fevered palms. Thank you so much for sending in your letter. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was James Nokise. James, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, I'm in New Zealand. So if you want to see me live, just get to New Zealand. I hear it's very easy.
If you're one of our listeners in the other dimension, a quick word now from your Alice Fraser.
Hi, listeners in my dimension. Do subscribe to our podcast feed. We're literally the only daily satirical news podcast set in an alternate dimension. What's not to like? We might not do everything or indeed anything very well, but we do a lot of it. Tell your friends about us.
Thank you, Alice.
No worries, Alice.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's ALIT-ERATIVE. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life this week, including some pages from my diary when I was 11 years old. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sidekick and hench thug, the iron fist to his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.